Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Freisleben. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting second. The left fielder, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Hutton. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting 8th. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jesse Jefferson. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Upshaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks bunts in front of the plate. Ashby fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKay moves to third. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKay scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayberry. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Blanks applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutton takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hutton. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Blanks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Upshaw. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball towards left. Upshaw catches it and throws to second to double up Carbo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 0 in the game. Blanks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Blue Jays, 1. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Upshaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Upshaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Sid Monge now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Howell reaches second base with a double. Upshaw goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi is walked intentionally. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Monge covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton bunts towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor pinch hits for Tom Hutton. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. McKay reaches second base with a double. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez pinch hits for Tim Johnson. Dan Spillner now pitching. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Velez reaches second base with a double. McKay scores. Ashby moves to third. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spillner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spillner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing right field. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardi strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Howell moves to second. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howell moves to third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McKay hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.